Yo, this is the last episode in America for a month. I'm flying today. It's 10:15. I've been trying to get up for like an hour and a half. I tried to check into my flight last night, and they said, check into your flight. And then they're like, oh, you can't check into your flight. I call up. They're like, oh, you have to go to the counter and have them check your passport. Motherfucker. I was like, my whole life has been trying to avoid the counter. Just, I don't want to do that. Why? They're not fucking government officials at the counter. They're just people. I guess government officials are just people too. We're all just people. Let me on the plane. You could search my shit. I don't got no contraband. I'm not trying to smuggle fruit into Scotland. I don't even understand why fruit would be such a terrible thing to bring, but they don't want it. Guess there's some disease. Oh, so anyway, my first show's on Saturday. Get out to the UK. Come on. Hop on a plane. Come on out. Or hop on a train if you're somewhere else in the United Kingdom. And come on out to the show. It's every day. At 17:30, as they say. Why do they love that 24-hour clock, that military time? I've never had any confusion over the AM, PM in my life. I love 17:30? What the fuck? Relax, man. You ain't in the military. No more. Thank you for your service. We're going back to the AM, PM. Well, they're not. I'm not going to change them. They love metric system, and they love, well, the whole world does the metric system but us. It seems crazy. Well, I guess we seem crazy. Well, we definitely seem crazy. I guess we seem weird because we're the only ones that won't use the same system of weights and measures as the rest of the world when they all agreed to do it. And then for some reason, we couldn't hack it. I don't know. We must have. Was there a vote to do it or not do it? I'm sure that information is available. Let's do some news. I'm going to get out of here early because I got to get to the airport early. And I have errands to run. It's very rare that I use the word errands. I'm like running errands. I hate the sound of it. But that's exactly what I have to do. I have to go mail something. You know, that's a rare occurrence, but I got to go put something in the mail for Jacqueline. I'm not a nerd mailing things. Okay, news. Canadian man legally lists gender as female to get cheaper car insurance. What is this, like, I'm going to fake that I'm transgender to get cheaper car insurance, and what are you going to do about it? How about, stop it. Don't be a dick. I now marry you, Chuck and Larry, or whatever the fuck. Oh, we're going to get married to two men are going to get married even though they're not gay. I never saw the movie. I'm sure it's... I enjoy both Kevin James and Adam Sandler. But, oh, fuck that guy. That's if I was the judge, I'd be like, oh, fuck off. If there is a judge involved. Or is it just, oh, he got it and... Oh, fine. You did it, but nobody else. Louisiana's bald eagles are building more nests, having more babies. Well, that sounds good, right? Don't we want bald eagles? They're our bird. Our official. I think we can maybe. I like all the eagle imagery. It's very majestic. Is that right? But does everybody have to have a bird? It seems a little odd. What's it? What? What are you doing with the national bird? As opposed to, like, what other animal would you have a national? I guess they're already picked. What am I complaining about? I'm just looking for something to be complain about. So, yeah, great. This is a nice story. We now have more eagles. I'm only going to do a couple more. This is going to be a short one because I'm really worried about getting all my shit done before I have to go. Wife admits to killing husband after he purchased porn. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they probably had a few other problems with that marriage. And maybe when you get to the point of killing, sure, that's what triggered it. That maybe that's what pushed it over the edge. She's like, you're buying porn, I'm gonna but who buys porn? That's odd. I mean, I understand it's killing the business. If anything, she should be thankful that he's participating in paying for some porn. But I'm gonna they should have gone to a counselor long ago. And who did, well, I guess she's going to go to jail. And she's going to stick to that story. But I'm just, you can't blame porn for that, is my point. All right, I'm going to go. I know this is short. I'm sorry. But it's crunch time. I'm going to take tomorrow off. I'll be back when I'm in Edinburgh. And I can't wait to talk to you then. I will see you soon. We love you.